You know, there's an art to dating. When you go out with somebody and you enjoy your time together, you kind of hang back after the date. And don't text right away because you don't want to seem overeager.
No, I hate that rule.
Well, it's a rule that people abide by. And Jason, who's on the phone to do a second date update today, is hardcore at that rule because he hasn't talked to the girl he wants to call in 2 months.
What?
Whoa. Yep. He's doing the 2 month slow play, which I think is a little too long, but Jason, I don't know, man. I don't know exactly what your goal is here, but you want to call her now for a second date update. Why wait 2 months?
Well, okay, so I think I'm in a little bit of a unique situation here. See, I went out with this girl, Kathy, 2 months ago, and we went to a dinner, and it was, you know, it was okay.
Oh, great. So now you're just rating it as okay. I waited 2 months. It was okay. Figured I couldn't find anything better, so now I'm going to call Kathy back. Is that the plan?
Well, no, I...
Yes.
Yeah, it sounds like that's the plan, Jason. Is that the plan?
Is that horrible?
Yes.
I just think that maybe after, you know, all this time, I came to a realization that this was actually what a date maybe is more supposed to look like.
What?
What does that mean, Jason? Because if I didn't call somebody back for 2 months and then I was like, all right, look, I got to get a hold of them, even though it's been a long time, I really liked them, I wouldn't describe them the way you just described the girl that you want to call. What's her name?
It's Kathy.
Kathy. I wouldn't describe them the way that you described Kathy and be like, yeah, it was, you know, it's good.
Well, let me tell you about our date. So we go to dinner and things are going okay. You know, there were no like awkward surprises in the first 10 minutes. And I'm trying to facilitate conversation and, like, you know, talk about ourselves. And every single step of the way, the conversation just dies, you know? And it's not like it's the worst date in the world, but it's like that there are these long stretches of silence where, like, you just want to squirm in your seat and you don't know what you're supposed to do.
It sounds like a fabulous date. No wonder you want to call her back.
Well... See, that's sort of what I thought. I thought things were not going well because about 30 minutes in, she starts checking her phone.
So it doesn't sound like Kathy wants to date you either. Yeah. So,
see, okay. That's what I believed. And then the next morning, she texts me and says, hey, thanks so much for last night. It really meant a lot to me.
Hey, that's
okay,
good.
So you're out with her. There's a lot of lulls in the conversation. She's checking her phone 30 minutes in, and you find out that she actually had a great time.
So, I mean, I get that text, and I sort of look at it for a few minutes, and then I think, like, no way. There's no way I'm going out on another day with this girl. Like, it was bad.
Yeah.
It was a bad date. It was so weird.
Yeah, and you're like, if that's your definition of fun, we have two different definitions of fun, obviously.
Exactly.
So what made you change your mind?
So it's been 2 months, and I've been on dates since then, trying to sort of figure out what is actually good for me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And every single date has been so much worse than that date. So much worse.
It's like date
so you want to call her after 2 months, not because she was so fantastic, she just wasn't a psychopath.
Well, she wasn't a psychopath, and like, I didn't have a bad time. It wasn't great, but like, you know, maybe they say that, like, you know, marriage is like a partnership, sort of like the boring married couple, right? Well, like, you know, maybe this is that right off the bat, and I can know what to expect all the way down the line.
You know,
comfort.
Normally, I would be really against this, but I feel like online dating has given people too many choices that you don't ever know what was good. Like, if it was pre-online dating, maybe you would have given her a second chance, and the second time it would have been fantastic.
And this date wasn't a bad date. You know, I enjoyed my meal, and the company was okay.
It's amazing.
You know, I'm starting to think that okay is what I need, you know. And, you know, I listen to your show, 2 Second Date Update, and I've heard some of the people that are on here before, and I know how bad things can be. And I, you know, this isn't that, you know. I think this is way better than that.
Yeah, just a little lag in conversation when you guys went out and she didn't, like, mess her pants and throw up on you.
Honestly, it could be so much worse for me. So much worse.
I love that our show is like taking a low bar and lowering it even further.
Yes, to help.
Well, it lets you know. It lets you know how bad things can get.
Oh, that's good. That should be our new show slogan.
Yeah.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning lets you know how bad things can get.
I like it.
But honestly, Jason, she's probably not going to be super excited that you haven't called her for 2 months.
Yeah, I realize that may be a problem. I did text her like a day ago and said, like, you know, long time no talk, stranger. Like, just trying to, like, ignite, like, a conversation, and I have not gotten a response, which I don't blame her for, but, you know, I really do want to, like, reach out and at least try to get a second
date. All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call Kathy and see if she's willing to go out with you again, since she's not the worst option.
All right, thanks, guys.
So awful.
Yeah, no problem. We'll get your second date update right after this.